Okay, we're learning Siv Zayin in Siman Kuf Hei, and we're up to the Ramah. I'd like to review, because the Yesodos that we've been learning are crucial to Yaradeya, to sort of the overview of Yaradeya. As I told you, when we started Kuf Hei, Siman Kuf Hei is the motor, or the engine, of how Bliyas travel. And that Simin Tzadikei in Basim B'Cholav and Simin Kufei in Hilchas Taruvis. Now this Simin started with the Dinim of Kavush, and then the Dinim of Bishul, Kli Rishon, Kli Sheini, then the Dinim of Tzli, and we are going to have, starting from Siftes, the Dinim of Maliach. Those are the ways that Bliyas travel. Basically four methods. Two of heat, which is cooking and roasting. The difference in cooking and roasting being whether there's liquid or not. And two non-heat methods, kavush kemavushal, which was the beginning of the simen, and maliach kereseach, which is the end of the simen. Siftes, hopefully we'll start today. In Siv Zayin, we are dealing with the issue in sli, in roasted things, where we already have learned that if you have a kosher and treif food that come into contact with tzli, it goes kedei netila, it goes a minute amount, a small amount. But if it's shamein, it goes more, and since we're not bekiyim between shamein and non-shamein, tzli is actually worse for us, because as we learned, we have to be afraid that in tzli it goes bekulai. And even if you have shishim, we have to say that it goes a small amount. So for example, if you cook a fish and the worm is embedded in the mouth of the fish, and you assume that a worm is nice and tam l'shvach, which is a machlokes t'taz and shach and simin pei dalit, I don't know inish u bar inish was mevar yet if a worm is nice and tam l'fgam or not, but if you would roast it, so if there's shishim against the worm, so then you only have to cut out the area where the worm is embedded in the fish. It's still with asa kedei netila. Is a worm shamein? Huh? Yeah, okay, experience. Well, we saw that we chayish that it's shamein. There are fats in the worm? It's mucusy.
Is that shamein?
Okay. So, anyway, we'd be certain we chayish that it's shamein. So it would go bekulai. And even if you have shishim, you still would have to cut out a kedei netila. It's interesting, Rabbi Kivega says by the worm, if you have a worm and a fish, he says that you have, besides the two problems, that you need shishim, and even if the shishim, you need kedei netila, he says that if you have a worm embedded in a fish or a vegetable, and you cook it in a pot of food, since the worm is kimoy iser davuk, it's not technically iser davuk, but he says it has the same din as iser davuk, it'll asa, if there's no shishim, it'll asa the fish. The fish will be chaticha nasa nevela. And then the pot, the rest of the contents of the pot, will need shishim against the fish. So that this one little worm can make a lot of tzaris if it's stuck in a fruit, a vegetable, a fish, whatever it's stuck,
what about
What
about smoked fish?
Smoking, there are two types of smoked fish. Most smoked fish is tzli. Most smoked fish is smoked in hot smoke. The exception is lox. Lox is smoked in cold smoke. How they make cold smoke, I don't know. But lox is smoked in cold smoke, and there's no... What?
Boiling?
No, Rabbi Kivager is saying that boiling is a problem because the worm, assuming it's nice and tam l'shvach, which as I said is machlekes, the Ta says it's not nice and tam l'shvach. The Shach says it is, it's simen pei dalet. And I'm not sure how to pask, and I'll tell you why. Because generally we pask like the shach against the taz. It seems to me most achrayim assume that worms are nice and tam lefgam. There are many gedolei achrayim who agree with the taz that it's nice and tam lefgam, and I don't know anybody who says clearly that certainly worms are nice and tam leshvach, except for the shach. However, the shach has a raya from the Ramah. Because the Ramah says, as I mentioned last night, that if you have a worm in a fruit, it's mutter because a fruit has 60 against a worm. A fruit worm is tiny, and it has 60. The Shach says it's mashma, that a worm is nice and tam l'shvach. Why do you need 60? It's mashal, a worm is nice and tam l'shvach. This is a simen pei dalet. The shach was sukkot and lamed. That he holds worms are nice and tam l'shvach, and the Taz calls it devarim u'usim shenafshe shaladim kotzav behem, which I think we would call it. A worm gives. Why would it give no tam? Right, so we have a third opinion. The Taz says nice and tam l'shvach. Shach says nice tam l'shvach, and we have here Mendy
who.
Okay, now let's yes. Different insects are different. A zvuv is nice and tam l'shvach. Yes. Yeah, when something is not in the veil, it makes it worse. That's correct. Right. So the answer is that chaticha nas nevel is a gzera derabana, not to basa b'chala. I'm not worried about the blias of the worm. That is batal b'shishi. I'm worried about the blias of the fish, which were nas nevel. Every nas nevel is that way. It has nothing to do with worms. No, that's incorrect. The worm only has to go into the fish. Then the blea of the fish itself is nasa nevela, and that asers. You're right. The worm can't asa past the fish because it's more than shishim. But once the fish becomes aser, there's a gzera d'rabbanan that the fish is gufa shel iser, it's chaticha nasa nevela, and then the fish could aser.
Why does the fish come first when you're cooking in a pot?
The worm goes. That's isadavuk. That's the rule of isadavuk. That the thing it's davuk to is belay into that first. And that's the way that's wasted double.
Let's say something vade shamin. Do you also need natila?
If it's vade shamin, you don't need natila, but I don't know that would be keen. Okay, now what we were doing in this Ramah, and we ran out of time, and Baruch Hashem, we have the time now. This is a must get clear issue. The issue of, and again, before we start. Tzli, the rules of Tzli are when something is Isser. You have a piece of Nevela. Something that's treif touches something that's kosher. What we are talking about today is an Isser Balua, not Gufay Shel Isser. And before we even start, there is something called Gufay Shel Isser. A piece of meat that's Nevela is the Gufay Isser. It's the thing which is treif. We are not discussing that today. Today we're discussing something was Beleya Isser. You had kosher meat that absorbed taste of Isser. Or more common, you have a potato from a chalin, which absorbs taste of meat. Now, potato itself is not meat, but halachically it's meat. It has a blia of meat in it. If you eat a potato from a chalin, you do have to wait 6 hours, because it's belaya, the taste of the meat, which is a blia everybody believes in, because we see it. But that's an isar bolua. It's not gufay shel iser. Gufay shel iser means a piece of nevela, a piece of chalev, or a piece of meat with cheese. That's gufay shel iser, the iser itself. A balua of iser means something which has a blia. A keli is always balua, it always has only blias of iser. The keli itself is never iser. A potato, which is heter, could have a blia of iser in it. We have a rule, the one very clear rule, that's a rule which we've discussed numerous times, that a blia does not go from one keli to another unless there's liquid which connects them. And that's the reason, as we've mentioned again numerous times, that if you double wrap something, even if the blia gets into the outside keli, but it won't get into the inside one, because there's no raitiv between the two layers of foil or the two keli. Ein blia yaitzim a kli l'kli b'lai raitiv. The three remaining questions are: what is the din of a blia may eichel la eichel, or a blia may eichel la kli, or a blia may kli la eichel? Okay, it's only complicated only if you don't think. You think it's simple. There are two variables: a kli and an eichel. So go from kli to kli, eichel to eichel, kli to eichel, eichel to kli. Now eichel to eichel, a blia going from one food to another. That I think we all know. That generally speaking, a blia as halacha lemaisa does go. That dvarim hamifafim b'tivam, something that's shaming, a blia goes may eichel la eichel. It's this we're not pekiyim. Generally speaking, a bliya goes in the eichel lo eichel b'lay raitiv, and I think that if you asked anybody, everybody would understand that. The Rama here talks about kli to eichel, and the shachitas talk about eichel to kli, and these are the issues that we're going to discuss today. The three issues. So kli l'kli is easy. The other three, eichel l'eichel, of what we learned so far, is aser. And now we're going to discuss the rest of them. Now, before I go weiter, there is one kula of eichel l'eichel. And that is in Shach of Aleph. The Shach says a chiddush. We're saimech on the Shach, the Mokev Hefsid Meruba. And he has the following chiddush. We had a rule that tatoi gavar, that something hot that goes on to something cold, that the cold, whatever's on bottom, is primary, but it goes kedei klipa, ad demeka lebala. So that if you were to put something, a hot piece of meat on a cold piece of cheese, obviously, even though it only goes kedei klipa, but it would answer. Because the cheese is gufa yisr, ad demeka lebala. Before it gets cool, it gives a little bit of bliya. The Shach says a chiddush that we do not say ad demeka lebala on a bliya. If you have only a bliya in something, then the rule of ad demeka lebala does not apply. In other words, we have an idea that something hot on top of something cold only gives bliya for the first instant. And we discussed that even if the top piece stays very hot, but still it only gives a bliya for an instant, and the thing underneath it stays cool, halachically cool. It may feel hot, but it stays halachically, it's cool, it's not a kli rishon. And therefore, the bliya, when it's gufeser, only goes kedei klipa. When it is an issa b'lua on top, the Shach maintains that tatoi gavar is totally mutter, if the bottom is cold. Now, obviously, this is a tremendous kula halacha l'maisa. It would mean that if somebody placed some beans from a chalent, and no meat, no gravy, it's dry, some beans from a chalent onto a milchika plate, and the plate is cold, so we would say that the beans are not mavliya basar into the plate, because Tatoi Gobar, the bottom is cold. And by Nisa Balua, when it's not Gufa Isser, it doesn't have the kayach to go in to the keli underneath. Or the eichel underneath. Even by an eichel is mekel, certainly by a keli. Now that is an important kula. Although Rabbi Kiva Eger disagrees, and the Marsham disagree with the Shuvis, with the Shach. But the Prima Gadim says to rely on the Shach, the Hefsid Meruba. So that, if you have a china plate, let's say a milchika china plate. Now, if you put hot chicken on it, you have some more of a problem, because that's not an issa b'lua, that's gufa isser. But if you put something that has bliyas of meat, you put a potato, or not meat, but a potato that has bliyas of meat onto the china plate. A china plate usually is a hefsid meruba. It depends. If you can replace one plate for a few dollars, it's not the hefsid meruba, but where it's part of a set, or certainly a serving plate, is hefsid meruba. So then we have the kula of Shach of Aleph, and that is a kula in bliya me'eichel la'eichel. So again, to try to set up the categories, kli l'kli is easy, kli l'kli mutter. Eichel la'eichel, well, we said eichel la'eichel is easy, it's aser, because when apikiyim eshamein le, it's aser. But we do have this kula of the Shach. Now, when the bottom is cold, the top is hot, you can be mekel, and we pass kedef to meruba.
It's also
that's eichel la'eichel.
It's a cheap plate. Say, I have two plates to say. One is an expensive, one is a cheap.
Yeah, if it's a cheap plate, so it's not behef to meruba, so then you would throw it out, because the Shach still holds its mutter, but l'maisa, so we would throw it out.
I don't say, the issue blue, which you're talking about, the blue one we're talking about, it's almost less than shishim than the fish of the
right, if the shishim, it's certainly mutter. Yeah, I'm talking about when there's. I'm assuming that your wife puts in enough meat that it should be more than 60. It's not a yeshiva. It's a yeshiva. When they give out the challah, they always wondered who got the meat. Well, it's Lamaisa, we're machmir unless it's dam or something which we're because even though we say on bekiyim, but how bekiyim are we? We're only bekiyim in things that Chazal told us. Bekiyim meat, we're not going to be bekiyim.
So
it is, but it's weird.
The heter of the shach is only when the hat is on top.
And
right, cold the bottom.
Right. Now, the other way around. No, that doesn't apply. Right. Even the bullies, hot potatoes below and cold something. I don't know how. Okay. It's important to know. The Prima Gadim says that the sweat that a keli sweats is not reitiv. Reitiv means liquid. So. No, mishpat. Okay, says the Ramah. Chozeh bebeis chatichais. Okay, it's I believe it's page 492 on the photostats, right on the top. Chozeh bebeis chatichais. Till now we were talking about mechaticha lechaticha. However,
Avo
kli shabola iser. But a kli that's by leia iser, a keli oise hetish anegei abai. A kli is worse, even if it's kachush. A blia goes from a keli to an eichel. A filu be iser shein eshamein, even by something that's not shamein. So we're out of luck. From a keli to an eichel, it goes. Why? So the shach and taz both explain. You look at taz tezayin. Hatam bezeh, dafka meichel. If you have a food, sheyesh leim alif like magufa, it has its own taste. Azablia ayna heleches belay raitiv. An eichel which has its own taste, it's not so quick to give out its blia by a davar kachesh. Aval kli shein by plita magufa, but a keli which doesn't own any blias of its own, az yaitse shapim ashabola. There the blia is quicker to go out, and memela. The from kli la'echol it asers, and kli la'echol is a problem. However, here the shach in chaf gimel is mesupik how far it goes. If you look in our print in the second wide line, if you have some other print of shach chaf gimel. I'll look for the star by the word Efsher, a line before that. The Shach there says, Masha'en ken beyavesh legamri. He says, if it's totally dry, da'ene maflit rakadei klipa. That from a kli to an eichel, if it's yavesh legamri, he calls it, as opposed to lach, as opposed to moist.
What was
the keli to the eichel, the contact point from the keli to the eichel, is totally dry. Ene maflit rakadei klipa. Miu be isa shamein shenivla bakli efsher that fill of yavish legamri isa besamach. This tava shamein business is really it's a killer. Every cooler we have a problem. But here it only says efsher. It says maybe if it's shamein in a keli, it's worse. Now there's a star there, which tells you to look at the Dugla Meravava. The Dugla Meravava tells you ayin b'magen Avram simin tufnun aleph of katan nun zayin. Tzab Alechayim. Why doesn't he tell you what it says? You have to actually get up and look it up. The Magen Avraham is Mekel. Magen Avraham says that if it's Yavish Lagamri, even if it's a Dava Shame, we have a rule, ain't pipu abikelim. There's no fats in a keli. A food could be fatty. A keli is not fatty. And therefore, the Magen Avraham holds that if it's Yavish Lagamri, it only goes kedei klipa from kli to an eichel. A blia and a keli, if you have a tray for keli, and it's yavesh, it's something dry with an eichel, so then it only asers, in that case, it only asers kedei kli.
The eichel is the yavesh?
Now, the contact point between the kli and the eichel is yavesh. There's no... Well, he's saying yavesh legamri as opposed to lach. Yeah.
Yeah.
does Maaser. Taz Tazayis is a Kli. He doesn't talk about Shami. He talks about the fact that Kalim give out that. Right, he's not talking about Shami. He's saying Kli is quicker to give out Blias. If you're asking me why I'm not going to get stuck into the why of Blias going, and we can clarify. You know, one of the tumults that we had, and this is really an aside, but I know there was a tumult about this book about nature and Shas a year ago. I whenever people want to talk to me about it, I told them it's not Negeami. But one of the things that came up is this Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Chavav that says that where you can be kind of an elephant with Agbah by holding food up and it jumps and it's kind of the food. So one of the things he wrote in his book is that elephants don't jump. Chazal never saw an elephant. Tosis never saw an elephant. So he explains the Gemara that way. Rashi's right. Rashi says it's not talking about jumping. And Tosis says elephants don't jump. Someone bought me a book named Imponderables. There were imponderable books in the 90s. The Reader's Digest put out a thick book with all the imponderables. And someone, a relative of mine, just came back from Florida. And Thursday night gave me this book of imponderables. One of the things advertised on the cover, they have all the imponderables, is do elephants jump? So I quickly turned to it. It says two things. It says, A, that baby elephants jump. It's only adult elephants that don't jump. So his whole argument is batel mevatel. And secondly, he brings the machlokes. They say the elephants in the zoos, they don't jump, they're lazy. Why should they jump? They have nothing to jump for. But he quotes somebody out in the wild who says he saw an elephant jump a ravine. So when we talk about science, and in the 21st century, we give sanctity to everything it says in science books. Chazal said elephants don't jump. They never saw an elephant. They know what they're talking about. You know, whether it's a matter of faith or not, that Chazal had to be right about the Metzius, I'm not saying. You know, the Rambam says that the Chazal could have made a mistake in science. But what I'm saying is that the sanctity of science is not so well grounded, and that's why when you talk about how Blias go, I believe the Chazal were able to be Meshayer. They put in their Kaiches. You ask me why, so I'm just. A Kelu which doesn't have Issa Megufai is quicker to be Maflit. This is Balu and the Kli. It doesn't have its own time. It's quicker to give out time. Okay, it has to give something, so it's quicker to give. Now, the remaining issue is Eichel Kli. The remaining issue, which is not in the Shulchan Aruch, is whether a blia goes from an eichel to a keli. And as I said, this is really crucial because this comes up in our homes where we have parva foods. I'm not talking about a piece of meat, which is just a gufa, but parva foods that have blias of meat or blias of milk. And the question is whether these foods go, whether a blia goes from an eichel to a keli. I'd like you to bear with me. First, let's see the end of Taz Tezayin. And he says a davar borer. Well, if he's that.
What did he say once? Some spaghetti in the fish pot. Clean. Then he took it out.
That's enough right now. Yeah, I have to be clear. I'm not talking about a blia that went through a keli into a food. That's a nap or not. I'm talking about a blia that went from meat directly into food. I'm talking about the potato and the challah. If it goes, that's worse. If it goes through a keli, it's a nap or not. Nap or not never asks anything but the other. We're talking today about a blia that goes from a food into a keli directly, such as the potato and the challah, or the carrot from the chicken soup. What else do you have in the house? Something that's cooked literally with meat or with milk, and it's the gufa davar. So the Taz says a very clear psak. Lefize poshut tezayin. I read the beginning of Taz Tezayin, which says that kelim are quicker to give out taste. ulafizeh pashut the kli a neser mi michael shabalu abayisir she'ena mifafeya. If you have a food that has a bliya of iser she'ena mifafeya, that's not shami. It does not go from michael lekli again kavei. I bust a shin the milch bakli she'ena minuk if she's barbisimikov ches the ze'ena mifafeya. So he says that a bliya from a food to a keli does not go, although he's saying she'ena mefafeya, if it's not a dover shamei, it doesn't travel. What? We'll see in a minute about this help us out the shamei part. Now, there's a tumul about understanding the end of Shachav Beis. I think at the end of the shiur last week, I must tell you that we pass like the Taz. Before we read the Shach, we pass in the Chavis Das, brings such a beautiful raya to the Taz. Isn't his raya? We have a rule, ain't bliya yaitzim a kli l'kli, b'loi raitiv. Right? A bliya doesn't go from a keli to a keli unless you have liquid. So the Chavis Das, that means if you have a dry food between the two kelim, the bliya doesn't go. Because it's saying only liquid goes from keli l'keli. That means if I have a tray for keli, this is all in the oven, a tray for keli, on top of it, potato, on top of that a keli, the bliya doesn't get from the bottom keli to the top keli. So he says, 1 minute, from the kli, the bottom keli to the potato, it goes. Because the bliya goes mekli la'ichel, it says in the Ramah. So why does it go? If it goes from the keli into the potato, why does it go from the potato into the top kli? Must be that ain't bliya yaitza ma'ichel kli. Because since from kli l'kli it only goes with liquid, and not with a ma'ichel in between. So we see, if you have a keli, a ma'ichel, a keli, the bliya doesn't get from the bottom keli to the top, even if it's all hot in an oven. So we see, what does that mean? That means if you double wrap something, you open it up, and if you find liquid between the two wrappings, you're in trouble. But if you find a food between the two wrappings, no problem. Because even if the bliya went from the bottom wrapping into the food, it didn't go from the food into the keli. Same bliya yaitza by eichel akli, but I write it. So that is the psak of the Chavis Das.
It only goes as an aparna.
It only goes that it's a not bar not. That's a good kasha. No, but remember we're talking about Isser. Not bar not Isura is Isser. Not bar not the heter, because I keep on talking about Fleshi Siloachix. He's talking about Trefis. By Trefis, there's no heter of not bar not. A bliya goes into a keli and into a food. Not bar not the Isura is Isser Mamish. It's only not bar not the hetera. Whenever we talk about not bar not, we're talking about Milchix of Fleshi, not Isser. Not Parati Surah is also. Right. Whenever we say a kul of Naparnat, it's only Nap de Hetera. There's no rule of Naparnati Surah. Okay, there's no kul. So if you have a tray for Kaili, a food, a kosher Kaili, why does it get into the top Kaili? The answer is, because ain't Bliya Yaitza Ba'echol a Kaili, but I write it. Which is this task. The Bliya doesn't go from food to Kaili, but I write it. Which is a great rule. The Shach in Chav Beis doesn't say a word about this until the last two words. Derech Agav, he seems to say something. Let's learn Chav Beis. Klisha bala iser ma'acha she'ein by plita magufai, a keli which has no plita of its own. I seres heta kula. Okay, that's the explanation of the Ramah. Venira. Dafka Michael shall heter. This is all talking when a keli is going into Michael heter, so it's okay. So it asks as it goes into the Michael. I will ankle isakli below right. But from one keli to another, this is our one clear rule that aimly at a kli kli b'lei raitiv kumishkos of harav save simin tzadik beis the tzadik yemul gabish tekederis kekos a mashal bisa the heter shalai. You all know if the mashal agrees to a kula on the rare occasion in these halachis that the mashal agrees to a kula, so we've paskin like him ubesifrei perikin anosha simin mehei because of oicham. Now listen to this case. Tafshul kagain oiriz oidogim. A part of a tafshul, like rice or fish, shenivla behem basar oichalav, that has a bliya of meat. this means a carrot from your chicken soup or a potato from your chalin. Im tachav bohem kapshal basa acholav ben yaimai. If you stuck a fork or a spoon ben yaimai, shapir oisa balua es hamaychol v'chashav hamaychol kilu hu kulay basa. This is a bliya from a keli to an eichel, which the Rama said it does go. So if you put a milchika fork, a milchika spoon, you know, onto a hat, or you stick it into a hot piece of chalim meat, a chalim potato, that meat or that potato becomes aser. A bliya goes from the milchika fork into the fleshiga potato. Kilu hu kulay basar echalav. V'nesar im hakaf. Those words im hakaf mean, again, you have a potato from the chalent, and your son stuck in a melechika fork into the chalent potato. You have a potato from the chalent, and someone put a fork, pierced the potato with a melechika fork. Ben Yaima. Now, the potato becomes aser, because a bliya from a keli goes easily into an eichel. So the potato is awesome. Not so worried about the potato. We'll throw it out. And what potatoes that potato came from? What about the fork? The fork, a bliya has to go from a food to a keli. Tazen Chavis Da said, the fork is okay, or the spoon is okay. The shach here writes at the end, v'nesar im hakaf. And it becomes awesome together with the kaf. That means he's saying that the spoon also becomes awesome. That appears to be the opposite of the Taz. That a bliya goes from a food to a keli.
Maybe he's saying he wants to mevatel
it,
you need tzitzik, the potato and the kaf.
Mevatel it in what? There is nothing else here. There's only the potato and the kaf. It's in a... is he talking that it's in the potato? I don't know. He doesn't say if it's...
If the kaf doesn't come also, then it doesn't need... You don't need anything related.
Well, if the rest of it is fleishik, then you do need against it because the kaf is giving bliyas. So that is right. But Nesar Nesar means you're saying it really is Oyser im hakaf. It asses other. I would have changed the gears of a Nesar al yedei hakaf. That would play it safe. Nesar al yedei hakaf. However, this is a quote from the Yamshel Shloimeh, and I looked up the Yamshel Shloimeh, and there it says Nesar im hakaf. So you have to make two Toros HaTfusin, one in the Yamshel Shloimeh and one in the Shach. So I don't know. I don't know what to do with this. We don't know. Nobody knows what to do with this. With this shach.
However, asking like this, it may bring you down from the first part.
Usually, if it brings its stoma, we assume that he's passing this way. However, bottom line, the Chavis Das says in a very strong lashon, the Chavis Das is of Katan Tezvav. He doesn't quote the shach. He only quotes the Taz, and he says, all important, a bliya does not go from a food to a keli. There's a line here which he says, if the bliya reitiv, this is all without reitiv, a dry food to a keli, a bliya does not go. There are two important things. He says, first of all, that this is even by a davar shamei. Not like the mashmais hataz. He says, afilu b'davar shamei, ein bliya chavistas tezvav. That a bliya does not go from an eichel to a keli. Great kula. You have to remember, we baruch Hashem in a wealthy society. If the food becomes aser, it usually doesn't hurt so much. You have plenty of food. It's when the keli becomes aser. When women call me with shyness, I tell them you have to throw out the food or your food is okay. They always tell me, oh, the food I threw out already. I'm asking about the keli. Yeah. So the keli, we have here a pair of great kulas. Ein bliya yaitim a kli l'kli b'lai raitiv. And which means, again, if the food is iser mamish, this doesn't help. But iser balua, it helps. Now, just explain to me the words. Let me read it to you. What?
As long as it's not
roitim. As long as it's not roitim, then it's iser balua. Listen to this. I'm reading the Chavis Das, which you do not have in the photostats. He says, maisim b'chol yayim. Now, listen to the maisim. On our stoves, all right, some people today have milchika stoves and fleishika stoves, but it's funny. You know, sometimes a young man in the yeshiva is a chassan. he's getting married, and he tells me, you know, he's going into an apartment, it only has one sink. What do you do? How do you function? I tell him, you know, once upon a time, Yidden only had one sink. He says, what? You mean the times of Chazal, they only had one sink? So now it's starting with the two stoves. Let's say you have one stove. You cook milchiks, you cook fleishiks, and we all know that things boil over, and there could be ba'en on the stove. He says, Maisim b'cholya, I'm showing the boss of a chol of Eitzel Hakira. V'tachas kol kideira lach mimaychol hanishpach. And it's not so clean. Underneath, there are foods which spilled out. V'arei nesar hakira harei sachas mimaychol shetachas kideira zu. Now here's where it gets a little complicated. V'arei nesar hakira harei sachas. The stovetop now became osir mimaychol shetachas kideira zu. So the stove is really treif, the stove top. Because sometimes milk spilled over, sometimes meat spilled over, and you cleaned it off. But that stove top itself is now has bleus. So in my house, my stove top has bleus of milk which spilled over, and meat which sometimes spilled over, and it has bleus of this. Now, the Harinesa Akira Saksami Maksha Tax Kaderazu. Va'oiser lehakadera. L'chayra, now I'm cooking something else. Now let's say I put a pot on my stovetop. I don't have a problem because the stovetop itself is klila kli polei raitiv. There's no problem. What happens is now when I'm cooking, a food has spilled. Now he's obviously talking that if milk spills or meat spills, you clean it. But there's leftover taste, the cholent gravy is there. That's a Michael. And now I put my pot on top of it. So he says, for oisel lehakedera. Why doesn't the be'en on the grime on the stovetop asa the pot? Elavadai de'en kli makabel tambalua, afilu me'michel, afilu shamein. He says, afilu shamein. En kli makabel tambalua, we're assuming there's no real milk or meat that you would clean off. Just there may be part of a spill which you're not quick to wipe up. So now, why doesn't that Michael? It's dry. It's not wet anymore. But why doesn't that Michael, that grime, acid the keli? He says, you know why? Because ain't blia yaitza may eichel le keli b'loy raitiv, and therefore we're okay. This is his psak. Then he brings the ray I mentioned earlier. Oid amru ain tam balua yaitza medayfin ledayfin loy raitiv. A blia doesn't go from kli lekli without liquid. Mashvut afka raitiv. Then tzas maichol any yaitza from a food to a keli it does not go. And this is the clear opinion of the Chavis Das that a blia does not go may oichol lekli loy raitiv chiddush afilu shamein that it doesn't go from oichol lekli loy raitiv.
But if it was the liquid that spilled over.
What?
No,
liquid spilled over in the previous time, and now it's dried out, it's dried grime, and now I put another pot on top of it. That's his b'chol yom.
He's not talking about grapes like we have.
If it spills now, you can have a problem. If now it spills, then it can even go from kli lekli, because then there's right.
You have to go to kli lekli.
He's not talking about our stoves.
Well, his stoves, yeah. Our stoves, where it has the black top, the black prongs, those black prongs are self-koshering, they're very hot, and there is no problem. Grates, the grates.
So now, he's talking about the heat element underneath is more like an electric stove, probably
just
right on top of
it. Oh, all right. Now the problem there are two difficulties. One problem is that the Taz seems to say this is only talking about a dover sheina mefafeya, not about a dover shana. A dover sheina mefafeya. The lashon of the Taz tazayin. Is that talking about Dava Sheinim Mefafeya? So it's not Shomim. This is our wild card. This ruins all our coolness. It keeps on saying, if it's a Dava Shomim, it doesn't apply, we're not Bekiyim. And even if we are bekiyim, I'm not a baki. Do I know which food is fat and which is not? So, yeshkayach, dam is not mifafei. I never had a shiloh of dam yet come my way. Someone said, oh, I had a cup of blood and, you know, it got in my food. I never had. But let me tell you. The sealed glass tops? I don't know. What is the issue? Is what
if pot's over too much?
People who can afford those can afford a fleishiger one and a milchiger one. Isn't that the way it works? And you need a separate Pesach one. Anybody buys a stove, it's a mitzvah of farsein. Don't get the sealed glass tops. I don't know any way to kasher it for Pesach. The only way is to line it with silver foil, which they tell me cracks the glass. They tell you that in the book. So you should be very careful. There's no, I mean, unless you could afford a sealed glass and two taps and going to a hotel for Pesach, you know. That's, you know, kol hakavod.
But here it's tanka pound.
Well, let me.
If it hots over too much and it spills over, it's a ben yoma, it's a problem.
If it's a ben yoma. I'd like to point out to you. If it's a ben yoma, it's going to be a problem. Not only that, if you know, sometimes you're cooking and a latke, falls. You take out a latke with the fork, and it falls off the fork, and it falls on the stovetop, or a cutlet, and it falls on the stovetop. You have to be careful because it could the stovetop itself is generally treif. Usually, it's not a ben yoma. Usually, it's not so much of a problem, but. But in theory, I mean, it is a tray for stovetop.
You also have to say chametz to chametz cooler, because otherwise the blue is over here.
Yeah, yeah. Except that it goes to day sleep if the tap, even if the loy is happening.
But it won't after on the other side.
Yeah, but it'll after the latke. What are we going to do with the latke? I have to tell you, Akasha, the Gedola Hiolai, I have a major problem with the Chavis Das. It seems to me to be a stira between the Chavis Das we just read and the Chavis Das and Tzadik Vav Vav. I once mentioned to you that Chavis Das, Tzadik Vav Vav, every Rav has to have up his sleeve. It's a Chavis Das that comes up all the time. It has to do with the Shaila of a person who cut a Davacharif with a Fleishika knife, and then took this davacharif and put it into a milchika blender. In other words, a bliya of a went into a davacharif, went into the eichel, and from the eichel now of a davacharif, it's going into a keli. Do we say the maila of a davacharif that it travels even into a keli? Now this happens quite often. People tell me they cut an onion with a fleishika knife and they put it in a milchika pot. So what do we do now? Everyone knows onions are terrible, you know. A davacharif is very chamor. So he brings from the Evan Ha'ezer, who in turn brings the Magen Avraham. It's Tzadik Vav Vav. The Magen Avraham asserts, Mashachaitchim b'shakin shalbasa zangavol, that they cut with a fleshka knife a davacharif, v'dachim b'meducha. And then they put it into the grinder. And they use that for other things that go with chalav. So he says that davacharif is no naparnat. If you cut an onion with a fleshka knife and you put it in a blender and then you use the blender to cut a different davacharif, it keeps on going. So the Eben Ezra argues davacharif ain't like mailer. It's only in the davacharif that the fleshik or the treif is considered a ben yaimai, moitzi tam. Aveinim avliya. A davacharif becomes fleishik even from an ben yaimai. It's not an aparnat, whatever chumras of a davacharif. But so to Eben Ezra, that's only in the davacharif. It's not when it goes out of the davacharif into other things. So Mimela, on his case, again, his case was you cut things with a fleishik knife, put it into a grinder. And then later you use that grinder to grind other davacharif. So the Magen Avraham said, all bad news. It goes from the fleishiks into the davacharif into the grinder into the new spices. All bad news. Eben Ezra is making. What? I don't want to get confused. This is the case he's talking about. We'll talk about your case
where
in a minute.
Where does it stop?
So where does it stop? Good. Hine. I want to get to the point. That's what he was asking. I said, I'm talking about his case. You'll see why. So far, he's talking about spices. His case, I'm just quoting the Chavistan. He made a din yafa kasef. He says, the Ebenezer is right. No such chumra that the bliya goes from the knife into the zangavel, into the spices, into the ginger, then from the ginger into the grinder, then from the grinder into the onion. No such thing. Ava, loya etzaruch l'chozah. In his case, who needs all this? Balav hachi divrei amagen Avram temuin. For a different reason. The vadai, ein hameducha, the grinder, ein hayachal of loya hatam habalua bibisamim. How could a tambalua and a grinder go into the latest spices? Ein tambalua yaitza b'loy raitiv. We just said a blia doesn't go b'loy raitiv. And if it doesn't go b'loy raitiv, so then it can't go anyway. Now, I'm just thinking now, what does he mean? In which step doesn't it go? He's talking, ein hameducha yochel livloya tama balua bibisamim. That means, I cut my ginger from the ginger to the grinder. He's saying from the ginger to the grinder.
First step.
What? He emptied the grinder. So the question is, does the grinder have a blia? So he's saying the blia doesn't go from the eichel into the keli, into the grinder, b'loy raitiv. It doesn't go from the eichel to the grinder, b'loy raitiv. Deintam b'lua yaitza b'loy raitiv. So he's talking from the eichel to the keli. The efshe demayri b'blua shamein. So maybe he's talking with the blia shamein, yaitza b'loy raitiv. So it's not sure. He's talking from the eichel to the keli. He's talking to go from the eichel to the keli. Okay. So he's saying it doesn't go from an eichel to a keli, but if it's shamein, it does. That's a theory to this chavis das. This chavis das said that from an eichel to a keli, it doesn't go even dava shamein. So now I have what appears to be a stira between the two chavis das. Chavis das here says that it doesn't go from eichel to a keli, and here he's saying dava charif, but the bliya has to go, not the charifus. A charif, which is b'lei hashamein, it does go. And another eichel that's b'lei hashamein, it doesn't go.
The Ebenezer says that.
Well, he's saying without him. He's saying the Ebenezer is right. But without him, I have a separate head.
Yeah, but now you're going to say without him.
No, that's what he's saying. He's saying l'yoy tzarech l'chol.
You can't be mistarif for chumro.
He's not being mistarif for anything. He's saying l'yoy tzarech l'chol.
He's saying we're being mistarif for charif with shamein.
I'm talking about him. He's saying, why did Ebenezer have to say his reason? Forget his reason. I have a different reason. But he said maybe he's talking about Dava Shamei. So here he seems to ask with a Dava Shamei. A Bayas, he's being nekel in a Dava Shamei. He said the other guy's not for a Dava Shamei. Me, I'm not, but he is. The language doesn't sound that way. Okay. What? End?
Yeah.
What does it add? See, that's really the machloikis, what a Dava Charev does. The Ebenezer and the Chavis Das say, Dava Charev does not do anything to a Bliya. It just spices it up. When you salt something, you're accenting the taste. When you accent the taste, it's noticeable. But when that taste goes out of the Dava Charev into something else, it's no longer chashuv. That's the halacha, like the Ebenezer and the Chavis Das. The Magen Avraham himself holds that once a Dava Charef goes into a taste, the taste is refreshed, and the taste is renewed, and the Magen Avraham Shita is that it could ask the grinder and in turn ask a new food. But we don't follow him, we follow the Chavis Das. What I mean is not so much the Chavis Das, but how the Chavis Das impacts our Chavis Das. It seems to be a contradiction between that Chavis Das and this Chavis Das, if it dove a shamein, which in turn now makes the whole kula of Eichel Kli B'lai Raitiv almost academic, because even if you say Anu B'kiyim, which you can say, like I told you, Anu B'kiyim, let's say I tell you, we're a baki, you have a shal in your kitchen, we're a baki Be Shamin L'kachush, if it's fatty or not. You're going to start asking me, okay, well, B'kiyim, what's fatty? Now, I would have thought vegetables are not fatty, but I know that they get vegetable oil out of vegetables. So it also has oil in it. So this becomes an issue. And what we're really ending up with, that Klila klibalai raitiv, thank God, we're still safe. Everything else, we have tzirufim. You have things that are mutter mikra adin. With a tziruf, there'll be sveikis. We have what to be made. Let's. Yes. Yeah, this is all belay raitiv. But raitiv again doesn't mean the moistness of an onion. It means there has to be a liquid there. The moistness is that's a davalach. It's not a raitiv. Well, with saimech, as a matter of halacha, you should tell your wives. On the black grate, you can put a pot. There's no problem. As I said, that's totally self-kashering. The temperature there, I once mentioned to you, I once used as a measuring device. The temperature there is upwards of 1,800 degrees.
What if you turn off the
grate? And that's way, way better. However, and also, there's no major issue. However, you really should not place many stovetops to have two sets of burners and an open area between. A pot should not be placed there because of the fact that that's probably the one trefa surface in your home. B'di'eved, we would assume it's not a ben yaimai. And if there's mamashis, a tiny bit of mamashis, it'll be batel b'shishim. It's only the dormitory that there's so much grease. I remember we had a French fry maker. He used to fill it up with oil, make French fries, clean it out. Every time he cleaned it out, a layer of oil stayed. As long as you were still able to fit potatoes between the layer, we didn't clean it. You know, it was like defrosting the freezer, you know, until the ice closed in on you. But in the house, there's always shishim. Now, I would just like to interrupt you to learn Sifches, because I want to start Malicha next week. Kulya shetzolei b'chelvay. If you roasted... Now, this sif is easy. There's just a riddle that goes with this sif. It's a hechetimtza riddle. The case is easy. Kulya is a kidney. We don't eat kidneys today because of the fact that in some states, including New York State, you're not even allowed to sell it for human consumption. Kulya shetzoloi b'chelbay. If you roasted a kidney with its chelev, which is treif, einay oiser ela kedei klipa. Even though it's chelev, it's fatty, it only asks kedei klipa shehakrum mafsik. There's a layer, a membrane, between the kidney and the chelev. If you would cook it, it would go bekulai. Bishul is bekulai. But tzli, the krum is mafsik, and therefore it can't go more than kdei klipa. The Ramah says, yesh oisrim, v'chein oyegim, v'ein lishanois, v'dine, kishah chelav anitzle and basar. We don't hold of this membrane heter, and we hold it's asr anyway. V'mispashu kacha kul yinasas nevela, v'tzar shishim neged kula, huadim bekrum shalai yeseres, the same thing with the krum that's on the diaphragm. And I'm sorry, the Yisera Shalakaveit on the diaphragm near the... This doesn't mean the fat on the diaphragm, which is a different type of chelav. This means the one that's mafsik between the kidney and the diaphragm. So that is fine. All right, we have no problem with this. The Ramah says it's aser, and it's aser. The riddle is the following. The Shachpo asked this kasha. If we're talking about a kidney that has... fats a davuk to it with the separation of the membrane, and we're saying that since it's yavesh, it's only tzli, the membrane protects it, so it only asks kedei klipa. What happens? 1 minute, every meat before you cook it, you are obligated to salt it, otherwise it's treif because it has blood in it. Zok deshach in chav hei in this bashal kach. Mashma afilu loy nimlach oy nitzlach tchila. It's talking where it was assaulted or roasted originally. Makom akem have isa davuk v'tzar shishim nega kol akulia. It was assaulted. Why don't you need malicha on a kulia? Loy nimlach oy nitzla tchila. Because he's going on in this bashal kach. He's going on the words in the Ramah that was cooked. Akulia nas nedev. So he says, it was assaulted, it wasn't roasted. What's going on here? If it wasn't salted, it wasn't roasted, and you cooked it, it's treif anyway.
Only asks kedei klipa.
It's treif anyway. What?
No,
this
only asks kedei klipa.
So it wasn't. But the Shas says, yeah. So this is a riddle. The Prima Gadim asked this kasha. So I would suggest the following teretz. It's a hechetimtza teretz. I think the Prima Gadim is answering that it was Nimlach originally was a gigantic piece of meat. So it was more than Shishim Keneged it, so it didn't ask for anything, and then you cut it up. It doesn't fit into the Lashon, Lo Nimlach Velo Nitzlah. I would suggest the following teretz. I don't know if it's satisfying, but it's cute. I mean, cute. It helps you remember a different halacha. We had halacha when we started in Siman Tzadik Tes, I believe, that if you have 59 portions of heter, 59 ounces of heter, one, and you have two isurim, an ounce of one isur and an ounce of another isur. Isurim evatlan zazah. It's mutter. So if I have chaylev, if I have 59 kezayisim of heter, and I have two different, so one kezayis of chaylev, and one kezayis of isa dam, so it's mutter. The dam is batel b'shishim, the chaylev is batel b'shishim, it's mutter. That would be a hechetimtza for this shach. I have a kulya, let's say the kidney is a kezayis, and the fats of the kidney are also a kezayis. I roast them. Now I throw it into my cholent. It's going to make my cholent delicious. My cholent is 59 kezayisim. The kolya is one kezayis. The chaylev is one kezayis. Did this become aser? So now, if you say the chaylev went into the kolya and it was nasa nevela, now I have two kezayisim. If you say the chaylev didn't go into the kolya, the krum is mafsik, then I don't have two kezayisim. I dam. So tishach. It wasn't there. The dam is there. It's Issadam. What do I care if there's an Issadam? Let there be an Issadam. It's a Kazayas of Issadam. Kazayas of Issachela. That's Batul. I only care if the Kulya has an Issachela. Now, I don't think this is really what the Shach had in mind. But at least it's a Hechatimtsa for a Nafkamina in the case of the kidney in the animal. Lamaisa, we don't get animal kidneys. Occasionally we get chicken kidneys. I once mentioned this to you. That occasionally people call me and they tell me that in the inside of the chicken there's a little looks like a button. A little button that looks like the kidney. Sometimes they're supposed to clean out the kidney, but sometimes the kidney is very dovuk to the wall of the chicken, and sometimes when the insides are removed by machine, there's a machine with sort of a double finger that pulls out all the inside avarim, sometimes does miss the kidneys, and if somebody have a kidney in it, it's not a problem in a chicken. There's no chaylev in a chicken, so it doesn't become aser. And I tell people there's a kidney, I don't think they're interested in eating it, but we don't have this issue of the kulya. It's just interesting, the shach's hechetim.
I go back to before, but the case of onion, somebody has fleshy onion, cut the onion, I put it in the kugel. So the kugel now
is. Yeah, but remember,
the pan.
The kugel is not fleshy, because it has shishim. Remember the case of the lemon that you cut with a knife? The onion only has the blias. You need shishim against the blias. If you taste the onion, but you have shishim against the blia, that's going to be enough. It depends how much onion you put into the kugel, but usually there'll be shishim. Let's say you're eating fried onions. That would be a case with what you're saying. The blia is in the onion. The onion is fleshy.
Right. So that's the kugel is fleshy.
You put it into the kugel. The kugel, the onion is fleshy. The kugel, what we're saying now is that the kugel is not really fleshy. It's only the onion shabai that's fleshik. Not the kugel, not the potato shabai, but you ate the onions, you have to wait 6 hours. Yeah, it's interesting. The example in Chaf Beis was a blia of meat into fish. I don't know why he didn't pick up on it. Yam Shloime, he says, "Given Iris a dogim shenivleim a basay cholam." You could attach it to following Iris a dogim. You have either rice or fish. Shenivle lehem basar echalav. Either there's meat in the iris or chalav in the dogim. And the shachshit is that chalav the dogim is not a problem. Okay, Eshayiyah, we really have to do a review. We had so far the dinim of kavush, the dinim of cooking, which is eloi klirishin klisheni klishlishi eloi gavet tatoi gavet. The dinim of tzli was the third section, which started from siftalit, I believe. The dinim of roasting, which goes kedei netila. Vikradin and by Shamei Bakulai. And now the fourth thing was the din of Isabalua going mezel azeh, one or the other. There are four areas. The fifth and final area is Malicha, something which today is not that common. We don't salt foods in our house that much, so it's a rare thing in the house. But Mitzvah Hashem, next week, I hope we should be able to cover most of Malicha, not all of it, but at least most of it.